I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Of course, the political year winding into gear. It was not a great year last year for the Abbott government politically, with several pieces of key government legislation blocked in the Senate. Now, prime among them was the GP co-payment. The government did try to get around that by changing via regulation the amount of rebate paid to doctors for consultations lasting 10 minutes or less by some $20. Now, the rationale here is that if the consultation is that short, the doctors are going to get a lot less money. And the argument has been that doctors have been trying to churn people through six-minute consultations to try and get the Medicare rebate. And almost
it's an argument that's not backed up in fact. There's been studies done every year on this for the last few years that show the average visit to a doctor, the average consultation, is at least 14 or 15 minutes. So it's a myth.
The argument then is that if you then go along for a bulk bill consultation, instead of having it bulk billed, you'd be paying $20 instead. Now, I can think of a whole range of things where you might go in, for instance, to a local medical centre or your doctor for a very, very short consultation. It may be that you have asthma and you need to get a script for your treatment. It may be that you know what's wrong with you. You go in and you have it confirmed that you've got a virus, you need some antibiotics. You might need to renew the script for your child's prescription. And that can be a very, very quick consultation. And people are going to be paying this $20. At least three crossbench senators, Jackie Lambie, Nick Xenophon, Ricky Muir, have indicated they'll support a disallowance motion when Parliament resumes. We need to explain the mechanics of this. Because the government couldn't get its co-payment through the Senate, they introduced this change. They do it via regulation, and when you do that, it can be disallowed by the Senate if they can get a majority in the Senate. And we know that both Labor and the Greens are going to oppose it, so if enough crossbenchers oppose it, then it can be disallowed. It's supposed to start next Monday, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
So where does all this lie? Is there a lot of confusion? Catherine King is the Shadow Minister for Health from the Labor Party, joins us now. Catherine King, good morning.
Good morning.
So what will be happening next week?
Well, it comes in. The problem, of course, and the government knew this when it decided to do this GP tax by the back door, is the first opportunity that the Senate has to try and disallow this is obviously not until it comes back in February. So these measures will come into effect on the 19th of January. No consultation, very little discussion. The government hasn't even had the courtesy, the new health minister, to actually ring me to even have a discussion about what Labor might be doing or not doing. So she's actually on leave at the moment. So these measures are coming in on Monday.
Catherine, this so-called six-minute medicine that they keep talking about, does it actually exist?
Well, as I think you just pointed out, there's been a study of the beach survey that's done, and that's done each year, and that shows that clearly the average consultations are around between 11 to 14 minutes. There, of course, are shorter consultations, and people do talk about the churn, particularly in some of the more corporate practices and the concerns about that. But if that's really the focus that the government wants to focus on, there are other things you can do about encouraging quality medicine. What you don't want to do is try and reduce the doctor's incomes by such a huge hit that the only way they're going to absorb it is to pass it on to patients. You can do measures to encourage longer consultation times. And in fact, we actually did that in government, but we then ploughed all the money straight back into general practice so that they can employ things like practice nurses and those sorts of things, and that improves the quality of your general medicine. So that's not really what the measure's about, even though the government's trying to claim that it is.
Obviously, a lot of these short consultations are people trying to get a script, whether it's a woman trying to get the pill again or someone getting an asthma medication. Would you, if you win government, will you consider changing the way you require a script so that you don't have to go to your GP?
No, look, there's been talk about it. The problem you've got, obviously, is that it's really, you know, in terms of who's got the real clinical knowledge, to not just pick up, is it a new script, but actually to say, hey, hang on, this person's been on this for quite some time. What else might be going on here? Is there something else we have to do? Do we need to, you know, check blood pressure? What else is happening here?
Do you need a GP for that, though?
Well, in terms of the clinical stuff, and again, and I'm not a qualified GP, so it's hard for me to say, but really, what you do is you need someone who's got that clinical knowledge to actually be able to look and explore and investigate beyond what's immediately being presented to them as well. And so they often, those short consultations can be an opportunity to say, mate, have you had to think about, you know, you're still smoking, have you had to think about whether you need to start to give that up, and trying to provide better information about that. Also, you know, a whole range of other opportunistic things that happen. The other thing to focus just on the time, it's actually not the time. A really experienced GP, really experienced at assessment, of course, can do things probably a lot quicker than someone that's first out of university or first out of registration can actually do. So again, if you focus on the time, you're then sort of not really giving credit to your really experienced GPs who aren't churning. In fact, they're actually just, you know, very good at picking up what's actually going on quite quickly.
Well, given all this, though, the government does need to make cost savings somewhere in the budget. If you were in government and you were running the health department, where would you make your cuts?
Well, I guess the first thing we have to look at is what we actually did when we were in government. That is, of course, only, you know, a year and a little bit ago, is that we actually did make savings, and there's pretty hard decisions that we made. Two of them, in fact, one was the means testing of private health insurance, not a popular thing to do. That there were big savings there. The other, of course, was what we did in terms of the pharmaceutical benefits scheme around generic medicines. Pharmacists very unhappy about that, campaigned against it, but it actually meant that we were able to get massive savings in the pharmaceutical benefit schedule, and that allows savings to list new drugs. What that then means is you've actually, you know, you can actually find savings across portfolios without actually doing this sort of thing to really increase people's out-of-pocket costs, expenses. I see today there's a report of report released from the Health Department, I think in one of the newspapers today, about the department has investigated significant efficiency savings, which has been one of the measures we started when we were in government, and that report appears to have been shelved, and this GP tax just absolutely follows.
Can we just talk about practicalities? From Monday, if it's less than 10 minutes, you're going to be potentially paying the $20. The doctors get $20 less. Is that right?
Well, that's absolutely right. Not only that, there are GPs who are already reporting that they will cease practice on Monday because of this measure.
So cease practice.
Cease practice. I've had two, and again, not a large number, but two who've basically said they just will not be practicing.
And where are they based, Catherine?
One's in Tasmania and the other is in New South Wales. I have to double check that, but one's certainly in Tasmania.
Yeah, we might try and get the information from you on that if we can. And the other thing is that if this gets disallowed in the Senate in February when it resumes, it doesn't mean that retrospectively these charges have been illegal, because they are legal. They can do it, can't they?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So okay. People wouldn't get there.
So the disallowance motion would mean that would change from that point.
That's okay. Absolutely.
And as of Monday, does this apply to pensioners as well? Could they be up for the $20 fee?
Yeah, certainly this applies to all patients. It's up to the doctors whether they bulk bill or not bulk bill. This will apply to all patients.
Okay. Catherine King, thank you for your time. Catherine King, who is the Shadow Minister for Health. So that's the change coming in from next Monday.
What an absolute mess. What an absolute mess. No one's quite sure just what the hell is going on. Some doctors are going, yes, we may bulk bill, we may not. Now you've got doctors talking about closing down completely.
I find that hard to believe. I try and
if
we can actually find out where they are and who they are, I'd like to find out. 13 13 32, you may have a view on all of that. 13 13 32.
Tell us how you'd feel if you turn up to your bulk billing doctor next Monday and you're going to be hit with a $20 fee. Should the Abbott government just cut its losses on this and pull back?